Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut
you down. Welcome to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Coming to you in Madison, Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right back to the front lines of history in the making, and there's plenty being made every second, every minute, every hour. Well, we have a development. We have a development in the governor race. Here in Wisconsin. It turns out Donald Trump just endorsed Tim Michaels in the Republican primary. Now, I want to unpack that. I want to talk about that in some depth to give you an idea of what I think that means, and I don't think it means as much as people think it means. Here's the deal. You have four major candidates for governor. You have more than that. You have a couple of others who aren't doing much, but you have the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish. She's the cheerleader for Scott Walker. If you like Scott Walker, if you like Foxconn, if you like the idea of promising more than $4 billion to a Chinese company that has never done anything out of your tax dollars, and then eating about $1 billion in site preparation, if you like that, and they block Intel, and they blocked Oshkosh Truck, and they blocked other people who were interested in using that land, which is about the primest development land in Wisconsin. It's situated between O'Hare Airport and Mitchell Field, right near Lake Michigan. Great transportation, great workforce, and so forth. If you like that, then you want the Duchess of Foxconn. I do not want the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish. The next one is this Tim Ramphon. Now, Tim Ramphon is in the legislature from Campbellsport, Wisconsin. Campbellsport, Wisconsin, not too far from Random Lake, Wisconsin, where my folks and my family's had a home since the 60s. And this guy is, at least he's genuine, but he's made QAnon references. He wants to overturn the 2020 election. The guy's bad news. He has no business being in this, but he's getting a kind of a fervent right-wing base. Then you have Kevin Nicholson. Nicholson is an interesting guy only in this respect. He used to be a Democrat. And you go, he used to be a Democrat. Well, no, he was the president of the Young Democrats of the United States. And he spoke at a Democratic nominating convention blasting Republicans. Then he decides, well, I want to be in the Senate or governor, because he ran for the Senate last time, running for governor this time in Wisconsin. So I better be a Republican because I can't get nominated in the Democratic Party. And then he gives a speech blasting the Democrats the way he used to blast Republicans. I don't see that guy catching on. He has some big donors who have stuck some cash into his campaign, but, you know, I don't think he's going anywhere. Then you have Tim Michaels. Now, Tim Michaels, I initially said on this show that I believe that he was in a good way the most moderate of the Republicans. He was a friend of Mark Morata's, who was a good friend of mine. Mark passed tragically about 8 years ago, the age of 52. Small kids. I mean, he had a bad heart condition. But in any event, he was the secretary of the Department of Administration under Jim Doyle, and he was frequently mentioned himself as a possible gubernatorial candidate. So I figured, all right, this guy Michaels is probably a pragmatic businessman. Very successful construction company. And the one thing about construction CEOs, they tend to be a little more realistic about some issues. For instance, when Scott Walker put in his right to work after promising he wouldn't do it, so he got some union endorsements, and then he stabbed them in the back. some of the construction CEOs went to Walker privately and said, hey, wait a minute. We need the trade unions. We need the carpenters. We need the electricians. We need the laborers. And in my governor campaign in 2018, I had a terrific experience touring various unions and watching the training sites that they had at their own expense, not employer expense, to train their people in the trades. So with the laborers, you know, you'd go in and there would be a construction site right there that they did at their own expense. And here's what you do, and here's what you can do safely. And it was terrific, terrific. And Germany is a very good example. They have a corporation slash union partnership in a lot of this stuff and training, and companies realize they need a union. I believe especially large companies need unions. They need unions not just for wages, retirement, health care, and vacation, and protections from being fired without cause, but they need unions to help the company. The companies did not build the United States in the 20th century. The unions were the big part of that, along with the companies and some entrepreneurs. It's that kind of partnership that builds America, that builds America. And so the corporate CEOs from construction went to Walker, some of them, and said, look, just exempt the trades from this right to work. We want them. We want their unions. I knew the guy who was the CEO of Newberg Construction in Chicago back in the 70s and 80s. They got hired. They did projects all around the country. They did dams. They did McCormick Place in Chicago, but they did very high-rise condos in Naples, Florida. You know what he did? He flew down the Chicago trades, paid for their motels and food, and paid them Chicago wages. And they said, why are you doing that? He said, I don't want my building to fall down. I don't want my building to fall down. You know, you get guys like Walker and the Duchess of Foxconn who think that stabbing unions is a great thing. It's wrong and immoral. It's also a stupid thing. We don't want the buildings to fall down. That's why we want the trades. Now, having said all of that, I figured Michaels was part of that ilk. Then he started to say things that I thought, well, okay, he's just signaling to the base, trying to get a few primary votes. And so, for instance, he's, you know, he says that maybe there's something wrong with the election. Well, he can't mean that. Eric Toney, who's the DA of Fond du Lac County, running the Republican side, says that kind of stuff. But basically, he's a guy who's much more a traditional Republican and moderate than the clown from Hudson that's running against him, who's never had any prosecutor experience. And of course, then we have Josh Call as the Democratic AG. So I think if Tony is the nominee in that case and Call is our guy, then I think the state is protected. Now, in this particular case, it would not be protected with the Duchess of Foxconn. It would not be protected with a nominee like Ramphin or Nicholson. But I had hopes. I had hopes for Michaels. Now I'm beginning to question that for this reason. Then the guy came out, and this is what got him Trump's endorsement. He'd get rid of the Wisconsin Election Commission and have partisans run the election. That is not the kind of thing that a Tommy Thompson would have said. You know, when Tommy Thompson was thinking of running, he obliquely kind of stepped around a lot of this stuff. You know, he had to stroke the base, but he did it in a way that you were sure that if he got in, he would stand for our democracy, kind of like Hagedorn did on the Supreme Court. I'm not getting that feeling right now from Michaels after he said he'd get rid of the Wisconsin Election Commission. I mean, I'm just not. Now, getting a Trump endorsement is considered a big deal in the Republican Party. Why do I say that? Well, take a look at Pennsylvania. Mehmet Oz was 7 points behind David McCormick. Now he's beaten him by 902 votes. And on the recount, Alito in the Wisconsin, the U.S. Supreme Court, has weighed in with the Republican Party and said, we are not going to permit the counting of ballots that didn't have a date on them, even if they were received on time. And people go, hey, look, Domkoff, okay. It got there on time, so therefore it had to be dated on time, right? Well, I don't know. So we have a Republican Supreme Court there, but Trump clearly influenced that election. J.D. Vance in Ohio, Trump clearly influenced that, although beware of what you wish for if you're a Republican, because it may result in Tim Ryan winning. I hope he does. Now, what's going on here with Michaels then? What does Trump's endorsement mean? You will not remember this, but in the Republican primary in 2016, remember Hillary Clinton was beaten badly by Bernie Sanders in Wisconsin? Well, I'll tell you what, Trump was beaten very badly in Wisconsin, the Republican primary, by Ted Cruz. Now, Ted Cruz is lizard man. I mean, you look at Ted Cruz, you do not want this guy for anything. And yet people in Wisconsin saw through Trump in the Republican primary. And then in the general, he beat Hillary by about 7,000 votes. But the point is, Republicans in Wisconsin are more discerning than a lot of others, and they're not going to put a nut like this guy, Putin's slave, not going to put him in. So what does this all say about Michaels? In the last poll that came out, he was statistically tied with the Duchess of Foxconn, which is an amazing, this is before Trump, so it's an amazing surge for a guy who's never held office before. With the endorsement of Trump, he will probably pry a few votes more and go in the lead. However, he's going to lose some people who looked on him as somebody who isn't flat out nuts and wouldn't destroy our democracy. So the way I see it right now, this helped him in the short run. I think in the long run, because the Duchess is such a weak candidate, he may get nominated, but in the general election, he has lost any claim, in my view, to being a guy who would protect our democracy. Going to break, the lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.